This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But I was one of the... One of the moments of the year so far. You know, it's only been 2 weeks, but ninth inning home run to take the lead, in all likelihood, give you a win. And it did, because obviously Alvarado closed it down. That was good stuff there last night. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning. 2 weeks to the draft. Goddard thing is lingering. Who they're going to pick is obviously in the air. We'll find out in 2 weeks. A lot of possibilities. They could go up 10. They could go back 10. Remember, it's easier to go up 10 and back 10 when you're that deep. You know, it's not like if you're at pick 12, it's hard to go up 10. It's hard to go from 12 to 2. Granted, the Eagles one time famously, pulled it all off. But but that's rare. There's a swath of 30 to 40. John, I really believe there's 30 to 40 different guys they could draft in the first round or early second round, depending if they move up to 20 or back to 40. I mean, there's just a ton of guys. Which makes it, let's be real, makes it a little bit harder to kind of dig into knowing who they're, thinking who they're going to take. And it's complicated. There's just a lot of, and also, the top of a draft is typically, you poll general managers, you're going to get more consensus on these 10. These 10. Most general managers will tell you seven or eight of the top 10. You get down to 32, it becomes the Wild West of opinions, obviously. So we'll see what happens with the draft. All right, Phil's last night, some good and some bad. Both sides of the ledger had some really notable things. Taiwan was great, John. I mean, he didn't pitch forever. It was only 4 2/3, but he'd give up a run.
Is he great? It's hard to tell.
Great. He's not great, but he's getting out. I mean, the third inning with the bases loaded, getting out of that? That was a big spot.
So he has not gotten out of them.
Is he better? It looks like it.
I think he's better than us.
I think it would be unfair to say no to that. Okay. I think that would be unfair.
So great.
Yeah, shocking.
And look, he has pitched well in the majors before in his life. There's a reason he got $72 million.
Right.
Even if it was an overpay in the moment.
Of course.
He has it in him. He's done it before. And you hope, after the first start, they talk so much about personally took last year and how hard he worked this offseason. And that can be, nonsense sometimes. Yep. But sometimes it's real. Sometimes guys have the competitive fire and they go back and they put the work in.
Sometimes.
So it is possible that we get a better version of him.
I just can't get over how everyone seems to really like Taiwan.
Well, on a personal level, they do.
As fans really didn't like Taiwan.
Yeah.
That team, and you know what? Your performance does dictate the way guys feel about you in the clubhouse. It's just the way it is. Even though his performance should have led those guys to dislike him, they still liked him.
Well,
I thought
liked
that
him personally,
was notable.
Yeah. They respected how he was going about his business. He just stunk for a year and a half.
He sure did. So
that was certainly one of many positives. Ray, the biggest negatives last night? Because there's 4 or 5 options for this. What's the biggest negative?
The biggest negative is they have major bullpen problems.
I agree with you. I think that is the biggest negative.
They are going to I don't know what the answer is, because the fact that they had to get Kirkering up in an emergency situation, you're like, oh, this is not good.
Correct.
The Romano not being able to pitch well is a huge problem.
It's causing a lot of it. Like, we already knew they were a little light going into the bullpen this year, even if Romano was pretty good.
Yeah.
You could just do the math and be like, I don't have as many arms as I trusted last year. And now, with him being, like, it just feels like currently a non-option.
You've got to really rely now on, like, Lizardo's got to go deep.
Tonight. Yeah, no, whole thing. Yeah.
It's a whole, you know, it is. Cascading effect.
It is. All right, so the whole Phillies thing on the table for you, 215-592-9494. Let's get to Logan right now in Delaware. Logan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Doing great, Logan.
Good. So a couple things. I'll start with negative, so that way we can end on a positive.
Mm-hmm.
The negative with Boehm is just, I mean, it's really baffling. It really is. I mean, there's guys like Marsh on the team whose jobs are in more jeopardy, and they're not running around pouting, you know, stressed out at every at-bat, desperate. It almost looks like, you know, when's that bat going to come where he's going to strike out and he's going to cry? Like, that's seriously what it seems like.
Look, yeah. I can't tell you you're wrong.
Or, like, throw his bat, like, at the dugout or whatever. I mean,
It looks like it's eating him up, Logan. Like, we rarely see. It's like the Nelson Aguilar thing in 2016?
16, yeah, because he was good 16. 17, yeah.
You know, it's not quite the same thing, but every once in a while you can just see or hear if he talks. And in Aguilar's standpoint, he was giving quotes, and you could just tell the guy was so affected by the struggle.
But Alec Boehm knows that he was on the trading block right. This offseason. You would expect he would be on his best behavior rather than this, which is just a continuation of the impetuous behavior.
Well, I agree with that, and I'll say this. And Logan, hang on 1 second if you can. So
poor play offensively.
Course. So, you know, there were, even when the Eagles had their struggles over the last few years, and at times they did. Obviously, they were having a good record even before they won the Super Bowl, but there were issues. There were a lot of people laughing at Sirianni with dog mentality. If you and I was one of them. I mean, it got all you'd hear about, all dog mentality. It was a lot. But if you really drilled down into the heart of what he was saying is don't act like Alec Boehm. Dig down. This is your opportunity for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, however long you're a pro athlete. This is your chance. Okay, so you struggled last time. What are you going to do about it now? Dig down. And it's like, Logan, it's like Boehm is struggling with that, and it's just perpetuating. It's not good, man. It's
Nick
really
struggled
not.
A little bit last year in the beginning. I mean, Nick Sirianni, he struggled.
No, he didn't. Well, he's had struggles at various junctures.
Yeah, so
that was one of them.
Yeah, and that was one of them. And then calmed down throughout the rest of the
year.
He
did.
So he actually, you know, did it.
And there's no one, even when we were frustrated with always hearing about it, that would tell you that it's not a good message. Of course, all he's saying is fight through adversity. And right now, Logan, Boehm is struggling to fight through adversity.
Well, and you have examples on this team of people who, I mean, I know it's only been two starts, and maybe he doesn't have an amazing comeback season, but look at how Taiwan, at least.
I agree.
Handled himself. I mean, he was getting booed on his first start of the season at home. And he had composure, and he showed that he worked his butt off in the offseason to earn his spot in the lineup, at least while Ranger's not healthy.
Totally agree.
Learn from these guys.
Logan, I'm with you, man.
Real quick, the positive, I think, is they are striking out still, but their at-bats and their new approach seem to be, for me at least, very noticeable.
I agree.
I think they had 14 or 15 three-ball counts last night. So if they can...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Iron out some of these other things and keep that moving forward. I think that can make them really, really dangerous.
That was part of a long game. That was a long,
dude. Especially it was longer the night before. There were so many more runs the night before.
It was a long, long, long game for nine innings in the clock.
The barely went five, and he had like 104 pitches.
Yeah, yeah, I know. All right, Logan, give me an answer. A memorable split.
Memorable split. I'll go with the trading of Babe Ruth. Cursed.
Yeah, that's a big answer too. All right, so Babe and the Boston Red Sox. How about that? Not a bad answer at all. By the way, speaking of answers, I'll give you an answer with some life advice with the Hammer coming up at 9:15 today. What do you need help with in your life? Get to Seltzer on Facebook, Twitter, or the text line. Three ways you can get to Seltzer to get to me as far. Talk to my people. My people will talk to your people. Now, here's the deal. I'll talk to you right on the air. I mean, I'll tell you. I'll give you some help. But tell me what you're struggling with, and we'll have some fun with that coming up at 9:15. Reds right now in Morgantown. Reds, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's going on?
Hi, Reds.
So, Phillies.
Yes.
You know, I
that pause says that pause says a lot. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, listen. I love that they split with the Dodgers, and I love that they're not
two
split,
or three. Yeah,
yeah, 2-3. Sorry, and I'm really hoping they do the same with the Braves here. But I mean, I gotta agree with Rhea here. I mean, that bullpen scares the living what out of me. It really does. I mean, I really hope that Dombrowski can pull a a rabbit out of his hat, mid-year or something, move something around.
Well, the biggest rabbit is probably going to be two different starting pitchers that go in the bullpen. The problem is that's not going to happen for many months.
Yeah.
It's just not. And,
you need your guys to be, you need Alvarado and Stramenau to survive. One way or another, they're going to have to, whether it's guys coming up from the minors or whether it's trades, they're going to have to find more arms they can pitch this season that Rob Thompson can go to.
Particularly for the next 2 to 3 months. Because
that's what I'm talking about for the season.
This is when they're most vulnerable right now, this stretch.
I can tell you this. I agree with you, Joe. I mean, Romano ain't it.
No.
I don't care what anybody says. He ain't it.
Look, you never know. A guy could have it bounce back, but it's just something done. Multiple things do not look right with that guy.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Full-heartedly.
Not since Danelle Pumphrey got here did I feel so bad about a player so early in his tenure. You could just see the guy couldn't play.
No.
Danelle Pumphrey couldn't
play. Jordan Romano has played. His arm might not be
eyes have not seen it, James. If I'd seen it, it didn't count.
But did you watch him with the Blue Jays at all? Not. I didn't think so,
Joe was a big Blue Jays fan.
He got out, man.
All right, Reds, give me an answer for a memorable split.
Well, I was telling James, I need clarification or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to be looked down upon it, but can the split be someone who did something for so long, but due to death or just moving on because he was too old? Is that okay?
I mean, it doesn't sound advisable, but if you want to...
You can say whatever you want.
You want to bring it, we'll judge it. Just give me an answer.
My answer was Bob Barker, Price is Right.
Not really.
No, he retired.
Death is not a split.
He retired first anyway, but yeah.
He didn't lose the job because of Parkinson, right?
No, he retired. Yeah, he might have retired because of that. I don't know, but he retired on his own, for sure.
If you retired because of that, it's not retired on his own. But I don't think he got fired from there, but it's not a good enough answer. Not good. All right, 215-592-9494. Brandon Graham on the re-injury, but having played through the Super Bowl. We'll get to that audio. Rob Thompson talked at the game last night about the bullpen. Also, BG on the retirement thing. Some pretty interesting audio. We'll get to that and more phone calls on all these topics on 94 WIP.
Swing into the biggest golf event of the year with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, where every putt and drive can bring you closer to victory. Because right now, all customers can get a profit boost every round of the first major. Just head to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to boost your winnings on anything from outright winners to round leaders to tourney matchups, and so much more. No matter how you want to bet this legendary tournament, it'll be even more enjoyable if you boost it at FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R. FanDuel is your go-to for betting on Augusta. Tee off with a variety of bet types and live bet as the tournament drama unfolds. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. So don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, and swing for some green at Augusta.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.